Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
In Spain, today we celebrate Father's Day, because, as you know, March 19th is the feast of Saint Joseph, and I don't think there is a better day to celebrate the feast of our fathers than this feast of the best father ever. So in a very special way today, we keep our fathers in prayer. I told my father that I wanted to call him today, and I'll try, but there is 8-hour difference between here and Spain, so by the end of the day it'll be too late. It'll be the 20th of March in Spain. If you know the gift of God and who is saying to you, "Give me a drink," this verse puts Christ at the center of today's gospel. His water quenches our thirst. His friendship fills our human aspirations. His words will never pass away. The woman in the gospel today finds salvation when she enters into a dialogue with the Lord. In some way, she perceives that Jesus is what her life needs to be better. That's why she asks him for a drink, so that, as she says, she may never thirst again. Like the Samaritan woman, deep down, we also know that only Christ opens the doors of life. Blessed Paul VI once wrote, "He is our truth and our life. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is our bread, our source of living water, who satisfies our thirst. He is our shepherd, our leader, our ideal, our comforter, and our brother. He is like us, but more perfectly human, simple, poor, humble, and yet, while burdened with work, he is more patient. He spoke on our behalf. He worked miracles. And he founded a new kingdom. In it, the poor are happy. Peace is the foundation of a life in common, where the pure of heart and those who mourn are uplifted and comforted. The hungry find justice. Sinners are forgiven, and all discover that they are brothers." End of quote. To accept Christ in our lives demands that we, as the Samaritan woman, remove our mask and allow Jesus to know us and to touch our lives, just as we are in our sinfulness. He loves us. He's come to save us. As St. Paul said in today's second reading, God proves his love for us in that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. He died for us. We shouldn't fear the Lord. He who has given his life for us. However, so that Jesus can change us, we need to accept and recognize our sins. You already know that there is a place in which, mysteriously, this conversation between the Lord and the Samaritan woman is relived, almost literally in our own parish. In confession, this page of the Gospel is repeated. The penitent recognizes his faults without hiding, without justification, without hiding behind generalities or vague expressions. And only in that way can the Lord change our hearts and turn it into a fountain of water which springs until eternal life. Today, I want to tell you to let Jesus change your life. Be that Samaritan woman and accept Christ in your life. Return to Him who waits for you sitting next to the well, in prayer, in the Eucharist, and especially in the sacrament of mercy, where the love of God is poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Let's have the courage to begin again. Let's have the courage to become children again and to lower our heads, to put away our pride and to ask Jesus to give us the water of eternal life, the Holy Spirit who makes all things new. What joy, then! Let us all go to the Lord to find happiness in finding Jesus alive here in the church and to share it with everyone else, friends, family, even strangers, just as the woman in today's gospel did, so that in that way we can find everything our hearts really, truly, deeply desire. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stannaz.org. Again, that's www.stannaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.